Hi, and welcome to Beyond the Game podcast. I am your host, Delaney LaShore. In this podcast, I invite student athletes to openly discuss their interests, aspirations, and lives outside of their sport. You'll be able to hear more about these guests on a more personal level besides the sport they play. These athletes will share their future hopes and plans post-college, their passions and personal hobbies, and some tips on how to prevent burnout from their sport. Welcome to Beyond the Game. Hello and welcome to Beyond the Game podcast. My name is Delaney LaShore. For episode 3, I have two amazing guest speakers who are also sisters called the Seelhoff sisters. I have Maddie and Chloe with me. Please introduce you guys to yourselves.
Hi, I'm Chloe.
And I'm Maddie.
This is my first semester at Montana.
Yep, yeah. Oh. Go into it, sorry. I was about to say, tell me more about yourself, or tell whoever's listening.
Yeah, this is my first semester at Montana, and I am a MIS business major, and I am a sophomore.
This is Maddie, and this is my third year at the University of Montana, and I am studying elementary education, and will be graduating next May. We are both from Snohomish, Washington. We're born and raised there, and Missoula has very quickly become a new home to us.
That's good. And so, Chloe, you said this is your first semester here. Where did you previously go for college?
I committed to the University of Washington when I was a junior in high school. So I started there summer after my senior year. And then until last semester I was there. I played soccer there as well.
Very nice. And then that kind of leads me into, what kind of factors that made you want to come to Montana?
What was appealing about this place was just kind of the speed of a different kind of town or city, I guess. Seattle was very fast-paced, just a ton of people. There was always, you know, traffic and just a lot going on. And the speed of life has definitely been calming and relaxing for me. And I also really like the outdoors, so that was appealing to me. A lot of stuff I can do. And it's like a change of scenery. I was obviously born and raised in Washington, so I knew a lot of the stuff there. So it's fun to be surrounded with new friends, new environment, and of course my sister is here. And then soccer played a huge role in this decision, but I won't get too into that. Yeah.
Maddie, how have you enjoyed having your sister?
Oh, when Chloe first asked or kind of like told me that she was actually interested in coming to Montana, I was like, well, like, for real? Like, I think that'd be so fun. I never really doubted the idea. I know a lot of people are like, are you sure you want your younger sister following you? And I never really saw it as a following aspect. I think it was more of it also just happened to be a great fit for her, as well as getting to also be with me for more time, which I'm sure she was thrilled about. Overall, it's been great. We're roommates, we're teammates, we're
sisters.
Everything in between.
Literally sisters.
Yeah. I think she fits in very well. It wasn't really much of an adjustment to me. We have the same friends, we eat the same food, yeah. We share a car. Like, and it hasn't really caused that many issues that I can think of. Obviously, we have our sister moments, but overall, it's been pretty great.
Well, something that I really admired about both of you guys is just because coming from somebody who doesn't really have a sister, I've realized, Maddie, I've lived with you for like 3 years now, which is the longest time I've lived with somebody who isn't related with me, and I've realized that I found a sister in you, but I kind of admire how much of a connection you have with your sisters and with your family. Do you want to like further elaborate just how important that has been in your life for both of you guys?
Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't be where I am today without the support of my family and my parents and my sisters. Obviously, my parents play a large role in the success that I've been able to have and the opportunities I've been able to have, but also kind of having two younger sisters to have me push myself to set that role model aspect for them and be that person that they can look up to and follow, and I don't know. They also inspire me to work hard in different ways. So I think just taking into account all the different factors my parents and sisters have had has kind of formed me into who I am today.
Yeah, I would also add that growing up with two sisters, you kind of always want to do the same things. And as you mature, you realize you got to take your own path. And I know it's kind of ironic now, but you really figure out things as you go with your sisters. And I also have a younger sister, so I have to be a role model to her as well as Maddie does to her as well. But it's definitely like when you're young, you don't really realize how important it is. But as you mature, it's like, wow, I really do lean on them whenever something's not going right. And I can tell them anything equally. I'm equally close with both of them, so that helps. We didn't really fight. I mean, we argue as little kids, but it's been huge. And as Maddie said, it keeps me working hard and keep that standard up for them and myself.
That's nice. Thanks for guys telling me about that. So, Maddie, you are the only girl in the house that I live with that doesn't have a business major. And you have a education major. And from what I've observed for my 3 years living with you, you get back from whatever elementary school with a big smile on your face, so passionate about what you're doing, so excited for your future. What made you choose your major?
I think that there's a very, I don't know what to call it, like a very formed idea around stigma around elementary education majors, and that it's a easy way out of college, and that we're playing games and doing artwork with students all day. But I think especially Delaney has been able to see that there's a lot more than that behind that, and you really are here to make a difference in these kids' lives. And I think the thing that really inspires me to be a teacher is that these kids come from areas where they might not be getting that support at home. So I get to be that person for them, and that level of support and their education, their well-being, their growth. And I think just it's so important that these kids, like I said earlier, as an older sister, I've had that role model aspect in my life. So I'm going to continue that on as a teacher to the students that I will have in the future.
Yeah, you definitely care for everyone. You're a big mother hen, almost. I love it. Okay, and then on that point, Chloe, computer science, right?
Yep, kind of. MIS, sort of.
MIS, yeah. Computer science.
Yeah.
What were you going to major in Washington?
Yeah. And then... So I was a direct admit to the engineering program at UW. So you'd go through your first year of, like, the rigorous core chemistry and physics and computer science and calculus classes. And once you get through those, you get to have some fun and choose what kind of engineering you want to go into or apply to. So my number one choice was HCDE, which is Human-Centered Design Engineering, which focuses on UX research, UX design, which is user experience, like improving processes of technology for humans. So for example, like a Spotify will show you if you've already added a song. It's like, are you sure you want to add this again? That's user experience. So I'm pretty passionate about helping people. That's just a big part of who I am. And so I was excited about that major, and then things changed due to my sport. And so when I was looking into majors here, there was a lot of options for computer science, but I would have to kind of restart in that path because I'd only taken one CS class. So I chose MIS, which is Management Information Systems, and it's focused on technology, but it's also focused on, like, the process of business and kind of making things flow, which I think relates a lot to helping humans, and it'd be ideal for me to work in some sort of supply chain one day directly with, like, athletes or something of the sort.
Yeah, what would your guys' dream jobs be? No matter in where, what company, what school, what?
Okay. Ideally, I would be a elementary school PE teacher in Kalispell / Big Fork, Montana. I think that Montana's beautiful. I see myself staying here. I think north of Missoula is really beautiful. So obviously I know PE teacher would be a very tough job to get right out of college. So I'd prefer to start at like a third grade, fourth grade classroom teacher, and then maybe as the years go on, become a PE teacher.
Yeah, I don't have a specific job title that I'd like to do, but I think some sort of operations management for the athlete, whether it's mental health or whether it's equipment or gear, how things fit, and then improving that. I know there's a lot of disconnect between athletes and the gear that's being created for us or the support systems. And I know they offer a lot, but it's not necessarily direct feedback. So I want to be that bridge between the two. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's so funny because Maddie's talking about this, but I already know she's has looked at houses at Kalispell and that. And she scouted out some places. It's cute and amazing, and I love it. All right, enough about school, enough about your sports. This is beyond the game, so let's go into some things that aren't related to both of those things. So what are some of your favorite things to do outside of school and soccer? I know you have limited, very limited time to do that stuff, but what's some stuff that you guys like to do?
All right, well, depending on the season, starting with summer, especially in Missoula, I think that's probably the best season here. We have the Clark Fork to float, so that's probably one of my favorite things to do in Missoula. We have lots of yummy places to go out for food and drinks, and we have a lot of great other outdoor activities like hiking or even just walking along river trails. So in the summer, just kind of being outdoors, enjoying the sun, and doing that all with friends and family. And then when it comes to the winter, I'm not much into the skiing and the snowboarding, but I do still just enjoy being outside. And then when it's too cold to be outside, I think watching movies, napping, of course, and then, I don't know, finding ways to exercise inside as well that might not even be based around my sport of soccer, just finding other ways to be with my friends and move our bodies are also fun ways that we spend our time.
Yeah. I would say I like to spend a lot of time with friends. Obviously, most of my friends do come from the athlete community, but when we just get a rest from soccer and get to talk about something else, it's always a good time. I really like to travel and take a lot of like impulsive trips. For example, I drove across from Washington to Montana on like a 2-hour decision factor at like midnight one time. We left the next morning. I also really like to bake. I really like to paint artwork. Yeah, it's also really fun to get ready with these girls when we go do something fun. We enjoy that process, which we don't get to do.
We also make a lot of TikToks for all
especially
your
the
out
sisters.
There. Please follow. We're kind of
What's the TikTok
support
called?
CJS__3
Hit us up.
It's been in the making since you guys were kids. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Cool. Well, Chloe, what other places have you traveled to? Because I know you've traveled to more places. Whitefish?
Yeah, I went to Whitefish this winter. I'd never been anywhere else in Montana except here, like twice before I moved here. Whitefish was amazing. I was at the ski resort for 2 days, and we stayed in the cutest little resort, like a bed and breakfast. Like, we just put our names down, and they greeted us and had food already made for us, and they had, like, all sorts of free snacks. There was a hot tub.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Highly recommend going there in the winter. I don't know how it is in the summer. I'm sure it's even more busy.
Probably.
But I have traveled to a lot of states for soccer reasons and haven't gotten to explore a ton, but I love the beach. I love California. I love Tennessee. I went there once with my dad, and that was an awesome experience. So I'd love to travel when I'm older and have more money and time. So, yeah.
Okay, what's your dream places to travel?
Ooh, I want to go to Europe and the East Coast more. Like, I've been to the Carolinas and Florida, but I want to go to Europe. I want to go to Italy, Barcelona.
Oh, wow.
Sweden. One of my best friends lives in Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
So that is probably my first choice. Yeah.
Maddie?
Dude, I just want to go to Hawaii, if we're being honest.
Hawaii.
I still have yet to travel to Hawaii. Delaney and I always talk about going to Greece, so maybe that'd be fun to knock off the bucket list as well.
Oh, you'd do that with me?
Yes.
Oh my god, please. That's all?
Oh. Maybe Switzerland. I don't know.
Oh, please.
You went to Canada once.
You don't even ski.
What are you gonna do in Switzerland? I would learn to ski just to go to Switzerland, okay? Uh-huh. Just do it for the Instagram pics, right. If we're being honest. Mm-hmm.
You found your love for Montana. We understand.
I do like it here a lot.
It's all right. We get it. You just don't want to travel. Just kidding. I'm actually excited that you said you want to travel to Greece. All right. Maddie, this one's for you. You are almost done with soccer, so you have a lot more time in your hands. Is there any hobbies or activities that you will be picking up being a NARP?
Yeah,
that's what we call it here.
So I'm gonna start hitting up those like group workout classes, because after being on a team for so many years, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to work out on my own. So I think Pilates classes, spin classes, maybe like an Orange Theory type setup for fitness. I think that will be where I go towards. Maybe what's the pickleball?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I want to pick that tennis. Up this summer.
That has looked very fun. I'm not much of a runner, so I don't think I'll get into marathon training or anything, but I don't know.
Oh, hello. Ricky's walking by right now. The girl in the first episode.
The duo.
You can say hi. All right. She doesn't want to say hi.
She gets nervous around here.
Yeah.
Shut up.
She's a celebrity now. That's fine.
Other than that, maybe just finding some other ways to get more involved in the community.
That's awesome. So, will you also be a teacher, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you excited for that? Working
teacher hours? Very real world coming close by, but I'm excited.
Making bank?
What? That's rude.
All right, okay, so this is a little bit kind of changing the gears of things, but both of you guys are college athletes with both great advice and experience. I've talked to both of you guys. So for any college athlete, possibly starting like a freshman, do you have any advice for them that you've learned during your time as a college athlete? Oh, both raising hands.
Yeah. I'll go first.
Oh.
Just because I'm younger and I just...
No, I ever.
I just experienced my freshman year, so it's fresh in my brain.
Like a year and a half ago.
But Maddie's...
What? Last year, bro. What do you mean? I would say enjoy the process. I know it can be really stressful and overwhelming. As a freshman coming into a team of all older, intimidating girls, and you might get upset, you might feel pressure. There's a whole lot that comes with being a student athlete. It is hard. That is no lie. But if you shift your mindset to, wow, I got here, I get to be here, I get to play every day, I get to have these friends, I get to go to school here, and just kind of observe the beauty of things, it becomes a whole lot easier, and you stress less about playing time, and you're like, you'll honestly most likely perform better when you're more calm and enjoying while you are here. So that's my biggest piece of advice.
Yeah, to add on to that, I really liked how she mentioned the you don't have to, you get to aspect. And I think that's also super important. There's so many people that would be absolutely loving to be in the role that you get to play as a student athlete that might have not had the same opportunities that you got to have. So really appreciate where you're at and... I don't know. Take time to just appreciate what's around you because it goes by so quick. Like, we got here, I was, 18, and I'm 21, and I'm done in, 6 months?
Yeah.
As a college athlete, and there's just no way that those 4 years already went by. So just really take it all in while you can, even though sometimes it is a really big challenge. But take that and use it to kind of form a new mindset. Because it will help you through the rest of your life, I think.
Any tips for people trying to, or that are experiencing burnout in their sport?
Oh.
Like, I think how that's, do you guys kind of...
Yeah, I think everybody kind of experiences burnout in different ways. Like, some people might have it week to week, or some people might have it season to season, or I don't know, even day to day. And I think just even just drill by drill, set mm-hmm. by set, rep by rep, just take it one by one, because what the longest practice you'll have is 2 hours. Once you get through those 2 hours, move on to the next thing. Do something that you enjoy doing. Take a break, take a nap, and then just be ready to do it again.
Yeah. Take time for yourself.
Yeah, just find your love in the sport again, if possible. Go out by yourself and do something that you really enjoy, and try to bring that feeling back into your sport. And just, like, remember the process of getting here, and how special it is that you get to do that. And it'll kind of just change your mindset, and like she said, it can sometimes be day by day, but get yourself out there. Maybe you'll have an amazing practice and you'll be back to, wow, this is so fun. So
I love that. Thanks, yeah. Chloe. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Maddie. Okay. I have kept you guys for too long. This is my last question. So I've asked every one of the people I've interviewed this, but what is something about yourselves that you are most proud of? I've gotten the exact same answer.
Oh, boy.
For everybody said the same.
Everyone's just, like, pausing.
Oh.
It's a deep one.
That is deep. I think it should be asked more, because I think it would make everybody appreciate themselves a little bit more for all the work that we are doing. Something that I'm proud of myself for doing is continuing to push through, I think. I still, even if it's not my day, even if it might not even be my season, still showing up, still working hard, still doing everything and more that you're asked to do in every part of my life. So let's say I'm having a bad day at soccer, I'm going to go to school and excel there. Or if I'm having a bad day at school, shake it off at soccer and excel there. Or if neither are going my way, find something else, call my mom, call my dad. Move on to the mm-hmm. next thing. So I think just having that ability to push through things that are difficult is probably something that I'm proud of myself for being able to do.
I'd say I'm most proud of myself for never giving up on my dream that I have. And this is a bit more personal, but trusting God and his plan has been a huge shift as me for being an athlete. So learning how to do that, obviously still learning, but that's what I'm most proud of.
Thank you, Chloe. And Chloe, I have to say thank you so much for helping my connection with God become a little bit more clear and being so supportive. And I want to go back to you, Maddie. And I want to say, I think the biggest thing I admire you for my 3 years of living with you is how genuinely authentic and sweet you are to everyone. And it really means a lot, because no matter what is going on in Maddie's life, I know for sure she will drop whatever she's doing and be there for somebody. And I think that's very important. That really brings out a lot, especially the older sister vibe that you always give.
Bilu.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Guys, I'm going to be so sad when Dylan and I don't live together next year, by the way.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
That's a subject for another time for the next episode. All right. Thank you, Maddie and Chloe Seelhoff, the Seelhoff sisters, according to the podcast.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much.
Deuces.
Thank you. Bye.